When he was just over a year old, our son, Jasper, started saying the word please, or at least trying to. He couldn't pronounce his L's yet, so it ended up sounding more like peas, but it was close enough for us to get the main thrust of what he was saying. His use of the word in itself wasn't that surprising. After all, by 6 months old, most kids can recognize basic sounds, and around a year, they can usually say 1 to 3 words. What was interesting, though, was the way he'd use it. He'd say something he wanted, like up, yo, yogurt, or brow bear, his stuffed brown bear, and then pause to note the result. If he got what he wanted right away, that would be it. He wouldn't say anything else. But if he didn't get what he wanted, or if you seemed to be doing anything other than hustling to get him what he'd asked for, he'd look you straight in the eye, nod his head, and say the word, peas. As Jasper got older, his vocabulary grew. He started talking about his favorite creatures, Dido for dinosaurs, things he wanted to do, wee for slides, and counting, 2. He even added the word yeah to follow peas to show that he really meant business. As in, yo, peas, yeah. Or translated to adult English, yes, I'd like yogurt. I mean it. But peas was special, because peas was the first time he realized that words have power, that they drive action, that if he wanted something and it wasn't coming, adding the word peas would make it happen, or at least make it more likely. Jasper had discovered his first magic word. Almost everything we do involves words. We use words to communicate ideas, express ourselves, and connect with loved ones. They're how leaders lead, salespeople sell, and parents parent. They're how teachers teach, policymakers govern, and doctors explain. Even our private thoughts rely on language. By some estimates, we use around 16,000 words a day. We write emails, build presentations, and talk to friends, colleagues, and clients. We draft online dating profiles, chat with neighbors, and touch base with partners to see how their day went. But while we spend a lot of time using language, we rarely think about the specific language we use. Sure, we might think about the ideas we want to communicate, but we think a lot less about the particular words we use to communicate them. And why should we? Individual words often seem interchangeable. Take the third-to-last sentence you just heard. While it used the word particular to refer to words, it could have just as easily used the word individual, specific, or any number of other synonyms. While getting our point across is obviously important, the particular words used to do so often seem inconsequential. Happenstance turns of phrase, or whatever happened to come to mind. But it turns out that intuition is wrong. Very wrong.